River 949, Marnie and Campo for breakfast. Ipswich woman has gone viral, Marnie. Monique Mack of Mount Forbes near Ipswich. Mm-hmm. She has been in quarantine, Marnie, and just has produced some amazing things. Explain them, Mark.
Well, they're absolutely stunning. What she's done is, while she was in quarantine, so Monique went overseas to actually see a family member who was quite sick, and upon coming back, as we know, you quarantine for 2 weeks, and it can be very isolating, and it's not a fun experience, as many know. But Monique decided to keep herself busy by making creations out of paper food bags, the ones that they use to deliver you your food.
Uber Eats.
Yes, while you're in the hotel.
Yeah.
And they're the most stunning things I've ever seen. And she joins us now. Good morning, Monique.
Good morning, Monique.
You clever thing.
Good morning.
How are you? This is amazing. I can't believe what you've made. Explain some of the things that you've done.
Oh, thank you. As you said, it's not a good time to be in there.
No.
And you try to, keep your spirits up. That's first of all. But, I thought, well, look, all these paper bags, it just goes to waste. And I thought, surely I can do something with it. And, so I asked to have some scissors delivered and some glue. And, but just cutting away.
Are you a designer?
No. No, nothing like that at all. No. Oh,
wow.
No,
looks,
I'm actually
looks
really
like
not
you
that creative.
Mm. Well, we've got one here where it looks like you're the Statue of Liberty. You've done like a fabulous headpiece. is that what that's meant to be? That's so cool. or it was just your take on that, yeah?
I suppose it was halfway through my quarantine time, and I thought, I'll just name myself Queen of Quarantine, and it sort of came out as more the Liberty.
There's a dress as well. Yeah, so tell me how you did
gorgeous.
That.
Oh, yes. I made a few dresses. But I just started cutting and folding. And then I thought, if I can put it all together like that, it probably ends up like a dress. And lucky enough, it did.
That's
amazing. It's something you'd wear to the Melbourne Cup.
Well, and you've got fascinators you've made as well. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. What have you done with all this stuff? Did you take it with you when you went home?
No, I didn't. I actually, I thought, well, look, it's not something I can wear, especially if it rains or if there is a lighter or a little flame around. So, I didn't take any of the dresses with me. A few of the little artworks that I did and family wanted to keep it. So I took that home for them, but I didn't take any of the dresses. I thought I'm basically not going to wear them anyway. So,
Monique,
amazing!
It looks like you went off your rocker a bit too, because you've drawn faces on bags like Wilson out of Castaway with Tom Hanks, and you're sitting there having a conversation with them and drinking your wine.
As you. Monique, I would be doing the same thing, just quietly.
Well, I had to make some friends. It's very lonely, 2 weeks alone in a room by yourself. And there is absolutely no interaction. There's nobody to see. I had a window that looked out on the little square. There's nobody that walks past. There's no sound coming from outside either, because you have no windows to open.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll create my own friends on a Saturday afternoon. I can have a wine and a few bickies with them.
What are their names? What are their names?
Yeah, who did you name?
They were all called Wilson.
Oh. Wilson 1, 2 and 3.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Please respond accordingly. Oh, I like it. Oh,
you're
good
amazing.
On you, Monique.
Amazing.
They are just sensational and... I understand it would have been incredibly difficult, as you said, very isolating, not just, hey, you're in a hotel room, you can see, you didn't see anybody. So, you know, this is what people don't understand unless they've been in that situation, how awful it can be when you just cut off from everyone. It's 2 weeks. It's a very long time. Yeah.
Yes, it is. This is my second time in quarantine. Last year I was in quarantine as well.
Yeah.
This year I was actually a little bit better prepared for it, especially because my mum died. I knew it was going to be really hard to be on my own.
Yes.
So I thought, I have to lift my spirits. I have to make fun of the situation. Mm. And I deal with everything else when I come out.
Yeah.
Well, you're inspiring and you've got some new friends, Marnie and Campo.
Yeah, you can talk to us now too. Good on
thank
you.
You.
Awesome. They were wonderful creations and thank you for joining us.
And my pleasure.
Marnie and Campo for breakfast, River 949.